Do they talk to me?
Yeah. Well, I was sitting down for them, and I actually wrote it for my mum and dad, and because the ALO told me, he said, look, the elders are coming in, it was Murdoch week, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, well, you know what, I'll do a song. And because unfortunately, mama was had cancer as well, and, you know, like, there was a big battle at that time. And so I thought, this song, I'll write it for my mum, you know, and just in case of the fact that sometimes, unfortunately, we don't get to go to the funerals, because if we go to the hospital to see our loved ones before they pass, we don't get to go to the funeral. But we had that policy broken prior to that, and because now we got non-Indigenous people ruling our lives in this area, and they're saying, well, you can either go to one or the other. So you've got to make this choice. Well, we're trying to say, listen, this is sorry business, and we've got the right to go to both. And, you know, so that's our argument. And so only if you know, you can do it. You can get it. But if you don't know, they'll walk all over you and just palm it off like as if you're a white person. Sorry, you white people out there, but yeah. But yeah, so, and that's how I was sitting there in my cell, and I just asked a few fellas just to throw me a couple of words or write down a sentence here and there, and I didn't like some of the words, so I just scrapped it all and set my own thing, and I just thought about what mum and dad used to love doing, and they used to love going down Long Point or Dungannor or Second Sandy fishing, and yeah, that's how my song came out, and just like when I used to go sit there, and I could always feel them old ones talking to me, you know what I mean? And that was the whole thing. Like I was saying earlier, I grew up taken from my parents, and I never had that cultural feeling. I've had to come into it.
Can I ask a question? Does that play on your psyche?
It did. It did, and occasionally it does. It still does today.
In what form does it fester itself?
How I get it is because I was a victim of that the system, and the thing is, you know, like, because I didn't know about my culture, a lot of our mob used to tease me about it. So I felt a victim from that as well. So that made me used to go out and say, well, frig use, I'm going to go learn. And I'll go to all parks. I'll go to Sydney. I'll go to Adelaide. I'll go to whatever town I went to and go sit there with the old people. And I'd become a drunk if I had to, or bonger, or whatever drug of choice was going around. I'd jump in just so I could fit in. So then I could make myself feel part of that cultural feeling, you know what I mean? But you got to remember, I got raised as a white person, so I'm a white kid in a black man's body. That sounds weird. But it is. It's weird when I think about it. You know what I mean? But anyway, so put it all whole in a nutshell, because it's lateral violence against, which was a form.
Against you from your own.
From my own mob. Yeah. You know, and I still suffered it, well, from my brothers and sisters, you know, from my big cousins, you know, unfortunately they'd be going, what? No, we didn't. But they did, you know, man. And being a victim of that was sort of has made me sort of stand out. So, well, frig this, we go back to the old way where we're all one. I don't care if you're Point Pierce, I don't care if you're Bungyard, I don't care if you're Kamagunja, we one mob, we one blood. And that's the only best way I can put it. Regardless of whether I was taken from my mother or my parents, I'm still Indigenous native person to this country, and I'm one of your brothers, you know, and you're my sister, you're my brother, whatever. And that's the only best way I can do it.
So we don't sit down and yarn like this,
we
bear,
don't,
you know
my brother.
What I mean? It's sad because we're all, and we're in fear of being persecuted and fingers pointed at us because we have this opinion of ourselves.
And the fact that we used to get bullied by our brothers, but it wasn't. Well, they didn't say that it was bullying, but, you know, it was like you get berated.
My two younger brothers, Alan and Jason, you know, I love them to the hilt, you know what I mean? But the reality for everybody else is that, you know, and this is not disrespectful, they're not my dad's children, but my dad always claimed them.
Took them on as his own.
Yeah, But, you know, what I'm trying to say is that we teased Alan and Jason.
You know what I mean? As their older brothers.
Because Jason has a different complexion than us. We used to tease him. And I look back on that as, you know, turning 50 this year, and it's, why did I do that?
It was just silly.
And that's that lateral violence that you're talking about.
Yes, my brother. I had a thing with one of my nephews in here the other day, I was standing at the backyard and I just break down crying. He's going, why? And I said, because you're doing it to me. You're actually, you know, you're making me feel like I'm not part of you. You know, you're my nephew and you're using this lateral violence. Don't do that, because you give the people the right to put me down in front of them as well. Do you know what I mean? And this is what I'm always saying, you know, like, stop doing that. You can't be putting me down because I'm your mob. We should be standing strong together. That's the bonding thing, you know what I mean, of all Aboriginal people.
But that's the thing about, you know, we're in, like I was saying it the other day, Aboriginal people are an inclusive society. We don't exclude our own mobs, and we shouldn't. And
but today's world, we are, brother. You know what I mean? This is what really pains
and that's what
me.
You're saying. You're not my direct family. Take a walk.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but we got raised as you're my big little brother. I don't care. You're my big little brother, and same as Gil, you know, he's always been my jambi, and Beck, my brother, or every single one of man in his, my nephew or cousin, you know, and got Uncle here. But if you're a black fella and you're walking in your own crowd and you feel uncomfortable, what's that? You shouldn't. I remember in the old days, you know, you go out and hey, brothers, come here. No matter what mob you come from, you will take a name too, Gil. And today you don't see that, it's like, you're on your own, nigga. You know what I mean? And this is the whole aspect of all, we're becoming American Negroes. We're not being Australian Aboriginal people. We take on the shape and the form of American Negro people, and the thing is, we are victimising our own people, you know? But yet we're being strong out there, but in, you know, like, just in the small community in the Fitzroy's, the Richmond's, the Collins, we're not bonding together anymore. We're not a race to be reckoned with. It's the domino effect, you know what I mean? United we stand, divided we fall, and this is what, you know, and look, even in prison, even prior to me coming into prison, you know what I mean? I could see that in our community, it was just running like a rabid dog, you know what I mean? That's the only best way I could put it, you know? It was a bad infection, and this is the whole thing, you know? We've got to make it stop, you know? Because the thing is, we're robbing from our own, you know what I mean? And we're standing over our own people, you know what I mean? This is wrong, this has got to stop. It's like this inner tribal warfare crap. Do you know what I mean? And we're fighting amongst ourselves to see who's the dominant figure. And we shouldn't be doing this. We should be bonding as like in the old days, you know, like you're young with the snake, you know what I mean? You copped it from the whole lot of us, not just the head or the tail, do you know what I mean? Now every day it's just we're individual warriors. We're not a united crew. So this is what we've got to get back to. And, you know, like some people's teach it and some people don't, you know, like I try and get back when I go home, I try and teach the kids, but their parents are saying to me, but you don't know, you wasn't raised this way, you know what I mean?
There's that lateral violence crap, and that's what
kicks me in the guts, you know what I mean? That's why I boot off and don't want to go home, you know what I mean? And I love my brothers and sisters and my nephews and nieces, and you know, I love them to death and I die for them. You know, I fought heaven and hell for them, but they got to snap the hell out of it. They're not the only ones, you know what I mean, that are trying to make a world better and bigger for all of us. You know?
Yeah. Explain what this song did for you once it created itself.
That next year I lost mum, and but really put me in tune, like, because I was home in Gippsland, and you know what I mean, it was just like I could really feel the elders talking to me, and it was just like, well, man, this, why did I write this song, John, I mean, he went back to that stage, and how did it come about? And even today, it was just like, hang on, use it, put it in my head, you know what I mean? Or it's already been written.